Hello, and thank you for joining us for Fixing It with Phil and Friends with Steve Atwater, Andrew Mason, and Eric Dalala. We're talking about how the Broncos can fix their road woes from last year. Only one win coming week 15 against the Colts. Mace, how do you play with some more discipline on the road?
Well, I think the road woes last year were the symptom, really. But if the Broncos fix a lot of their other issues, they're going to be better on the road. I mean, It was frustrating that they did so poorly on the road in 2017, but that was a function of so many other things going wrong for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a few things go bad for us. One, we had the injuries. I think that affected our play. We also had lack of discipline problem. We had a ton of offside penalties. We had some guys dropping some balls when we were at some away games. That has to take care of itself. But more importantly, though, I think that this team needs to make sure that they're playing for each other when they step on the field. That goes back to what you're doing in the locker room, guys spending time together, making sure that they know their guys and that they trust each other, and that when they go in there, they feel like, hey, it's us against them. And I don't know that I got that feeling from them as much this past season as we had in past years when they were really great.
Yeah, I mean, a guy that Broncos fans know well, Rod Smith, once said, road games, that's what separates teams. That's what separates the good teams from the bad teams. And listen, it's not easy to win on the road. Only two AFC teams this year had winning records on the road, New England and Pittsburgh. But I think, as Mace said, there are a lot of issues, and those bubble up when you're away from home, when you don't have your fans with you, when you have to take a flight and stay in a strange hotel. That kind of all adds up, and the loss is what you see afterward.
We saw the Broncos take a couple of long road trips to the East Coast. They spent 2 days out there. Do you think that had anything to do with, just the simple operations of the fact?
Not really. And if anything, you're taking that extra day because you're trying to acclimate yourself, especially you're going down to Miami in December. You're trying to kind of get used to things. And in Miami in particular, you had a lot of Bronco fans at that game, and you looked on the far side of Hard Rock Stadium, and it was a sea of orange. Yeah, you had a few Dolphin fans wearing their alternate orange jerseys, but there were a lot of Broncos fans there. I mean, that could have turned into effectively a Broncos home game if the Broncos had gotten off to a better start. But in general, if you've got a better Broncos team, it's going to be better at home and on the road. Remember, this was a 4-4 team at home, so it wasn't great at home either. If you fix things in general, you're going to be better at home and on the road.
Well, I tend to think that we shouldn't have done that two games because guys weren't used to doing that in the first place. We didn't do that last year. It was something new, and you got to make some adjustments. I think the players had a lot more time on their hands, which I would imagine they enjoyed that, but the final result was not good, was not what we wanted. Hopefully make sure we go back to going out on Saturdays.
It did help, though, when Peyton Manning was here at times. They did that earlier, and so I think it's a function of the team because sometimes, you know, when they would go on the road with Peyton Manning and they go on the road early, they had some good results and actually did very well in those early 1 o'clock Eastern time kickoffs. So maybe maybe it's just about the team.
I mean, think about a game in the early 90s against Buffalo in that blizzard. The team got to Buffalo about as late as they possibly could, and they still pulled out a win. So maybe it doesn't matter if you get there a day early, 2 days early. You just got to show up and play well.
It's about the team. It's about the team you got.
Good teams play good wherever they're lined up.
Doesn't matter
up,
how much time
that's
you get
I'm
to it.
We know that the home field advantage that the Broncos typically have, maybe not in 2017, but with the home crowd behind them, if you take care of business on the road, you usually end up with a winning record, maybe heading on to the playoffs in 2018. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Andrew Mason, Eric Dalala, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Fixing It with Phil and Friends.